Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office is investigating a violent altercation that took place last night in Manila and sent one man to the operating table with stab wounds and another man to jail facing an attempted murder charge. Deputies responded to a call of a stabbing at a residence in the 1900 block of Peninsula Drive last night, and when they arrived on scene, they spoke with the stabbing victim, who told them he was visiting his girlfriend, and then he then stated that his girlfriend's brother, 27-year-old Travis Morgan, arrived at the residence with another man and proceeded to punch and stab the victim with a machete. The victim was transported to the hospital and underwent surgery for an abdominal wound. Morgan later showed up at the hospital to have minor wounds treated, and he was arrested and booked on an attempted murder and a mayhem charge. Morgan told deputies he acted in self-defense, and an investigation into the incident has begun. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Local law enforcement agencies will be back out on local roads this weekend with DUI checkpoints scheduled for both tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight, the Eureka Police Department will conduct its checkpoint somewhere within the city limits from 9 p.m. until early Saturday morning. Drivers will be screened for signs of impairment as well as for proof of a valid license and registration. The CHP will also conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint tonight somewhere within the unincorporated area of the county. The CHP checkpoint will run from approximately 6 until around midnight. Tomorrow night, the Fortuna Police Department will conduct yet another DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within the city limits as well. Do us all a favor and arrange for a designated driver or call a taxi for a ride home. Just don't drink and drive. Fire crews have gained a lot of ground on the Stafford Fire burning southeast of Hayfork. The fire has burned more than 4,500 acres but is now nearly 100% contained. All evacuations for the fire area have been lifted, as have been all road closures. Unhealthy air near Hayfork is still a concern, however, and today's air quality alert warns of unhealthy air in Hayfork and Trinity counties. Low levels of smoke from the fire have also reached the coast. If you're scheduled to fly out of the airport next Wednesday, don't let real-time emergency training alarm you. The Humboldt County Aviation Division will hold triennial live airport emergency drills at the Arcata Airport next Wednesday from 6 until 9 p.m. Several emergency agencies and vehicles will be responding to a simulated aircraft accident on the airport grounds. The drill will include real-time response, mock injuries, and challenging issues to make the drill a true training experience for the participating entities. And a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled the north coast early this morning. The Tembler was located 5 miles southwest of Riodel and 24 miles south of Eureka. That rumble was followed by a smaller Tembler of 3.2 just minutes later. There were no reports of any injury or damage, and no other Temblers have been recorded. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey has made targeting major commercial marijuana grows the primary focus of his department, as well as that of the County Drug Task Force. That doesn't mean smaller grows are going unnoticed, but Downey has repeatedly stated that the focus on the large outdoor growers is a priority, primarily because of the environmental damage they cause.
And you think about it, whatever is put into that soil is absorbed through the plant because it's a highly viscous plant. A lot of water goes through the plant, nutrients go up through the plant and into the leaf or the vegetative cycle of the plant when it's showing on the leaves, and then the flowering cycle where it's making the bud. All that stuff goes into that plant, and they're finding it that those insecticides and pesticides and things introduced into the soil are contained within that marijuana.
Downey went on to add,
these highly profitable grows, the plantations, as you called it, they're putting everything they can into these plants to get the most production, like a farmer would do, that they can get. So they're introducing the insecticides, the pesticides, the rodenticides to keep the rodents and other critters off of the plants. They're putting stuff into that plant to boost it and to make it as highly profitable as they can.
The sheriff's office continues to bust smaller growers as well in the never-ending battle to eradicate marijuana cultivation. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.